This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. 100,000 Irish turned out on Dublin streets over the weekend to keep the Irish Constitution's Eighth Amendment. Only 15,000 would fit in Dublin's Merrion Square, but they heard speakers offer profound arguments favoring a no vote to keep constitutional abortion restrictions. The best argument abortion-friendly opponents could muster was the plight of women traveling to Britain for abortions. The Irish turnout for the Dublin Rally for Life would be something like 6 million Americans coming to Washington, D.C. A lawmaker from Malta, a nation facing similar pressures to accept abortion, had strong words for abortion advocates. Edwin Vassallo asked if we are striving to be like animals. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. A Washington state representative in Congress is fighting back at suggestions that parents with Down syndrome children should accept abortion before birth. Facing such comments, Kathy McMorris Rogers says she struggles to put into words how offensive it is. She and her husband are raising a fifth grader with Down syndrome, and her son Cole regularly makes it clear that he is changing the world. In related news, scientists at Washington University are studying brain development among premature babies. Such scans could either screen to recommend abortion or affirm the dignity of the child and help parents prepare for unique needs. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.